about his life. Amen. Praying for continual healing for Pastor as he is home receiving healing today in the name of Jesus. We miss you all and love you, Pastor Jerry and Laverne, so very much, so very much. Amen. Make sure you get a Sunday handout. I'm excited about the message the Lord has given me today. We're going to be talking about, are you surviving or thriving? Amen. Are you surviving or thriving? So we'll skip out of here today with that on our, in our hearts and in our minds. Amen. So make sure you get a Sunday handout. Miss Martha's teaching again this Tuesday night, which was awesome. And she's going to be at it again this Tuesday night. So make plans to come. We're talking about the Lamb revealed in Revelations. And Jim and Connie's going to be here for three services this fall, and I'm going to give you some more information about that. Some of you that don't keep up with their ministry, God has just, their ministry has just exploded, and they're reaching out to smaller churches, and God has just given them some awesome revelation and on some things, and their ministry is going in an awesome direction, and so they're going to be coming in this fall to encourage us and to give us a word. Amen. So be praying about that and make plans to come. And we'll be giving you more information about it later. Praise the Lord. Stand this morning for the reading of the word. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 through 12, in the Message Bible, and the title of that chapter in the Message Bible is Don't Assume You Know It All. Aren't you glad that we grow and mature in God, and it's so good to get to that place where we realize we don't know it all? And one thing the Holy Spirit told me years ago, surely always have a teachable spirit. Never get to the place that you think you know it all. Because no matter how mature we are in the Lord, when we look into the Word, there's always something new to learn. I was cleaning yesterday and just going through some papers and stuff, and I had a tote full probably of 1,000 papers of sermons and teachings and notes and stuff I took, and you know, I thought it's a new day. And as I went through that, I realized how much I had grown over the years. And so I threw them all away. And when I love to clean them, sometimes I go overboard. So I've got a whole big tote of old papers. I kept some of it, you know, some of the notes and stuff. Making room for the new. Amen. Making room for the new. The word, so don't assume we know it all. Amen. Good friend, don't forget all I've taught you to take heart. Take to heart my commands. They'll help you live a long, long time, a long life lived full and well. Don't lose your grip on love and loyalty. Tie them around your neck. Carve their initials on your heart. Earn a reputation for living well in God's eyes and the eyes of the people. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who'll keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God, run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best, and your barns will burst, your wine vats will brim over. Amen. Thank you all for being faithful to New Life, to sow your offerings and tithes, and to keep the ministry going here so that we can be a blessing to all those that God puts in our path. And may God richly bless you in all of your giving. And I believe in God's blessings is running to overtake you. And I believe in God is just going to give you some just revelation on a lot of things. And so be expecting that today. So let's just lift our hands. Father, we're here. We've come into your presence today. And we just give you this time as we have set aside to focus on you today and in worship as we sing and the ministry of your word today. And for those that are teaching classes today, Father, we have come to set this time aside to focus on you, to love on you, Jesus, and to say that we need you, that we don't know it all, but that we have a teachable spirit to learn, that you would open our spiritual eyes to see and our spiritual ears to see further than what we are right now, Father. Father, we just thank you and praise you today for New Life for the Nations, for the word that is taught here. that we can take a hold of that word and we can grow and not just be in a survival mode all the time, but be thriving because of that anointed word. Thank you for that today, Lord. I just speak your blessings over these people today as they have come into this place. They're not going to leave like they've came in Jesus' name. But you have a word for everyone in this place today as they open up their heart to receive, whether it's through praise and worship, whether through it's a prophetic utterance, Father, whether it's through the ministry of your word. We receive that word today, that our lives may be changed, that we could grow into maturity. And we just praise you for that today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, church. Amen. It's good to be back one more time. Hallelujah. Ain't that it? Well, I've enjoyed this week. Well, let's put it like this, last week, because this is the first day of the new week. But now, last week I enjoyed. Last Sunday, I got to go to a church and sing. And it's a little church way back up in the woods. And so anyway, when I walked in, I go in or sit down. It's just really cool. It's just a very old building and very clean building. And their altar was just, it's almost like an old bench. It was really neat. And I just sat around and I looked. It don't matter where you worship, just as long as you do. You know that? And they were so proud of what they're doing. And then it come a moment that they were going to take up an offering, and the guy that's the minister there, he made a comment. He said, no, said, you don't owe me nothing. He said, this all belongs to God. That just touched me so much, to hear someone really come out and say what it is he's doing. All this work that we do belongs to the Lord. Ain't that awesome? I mean, you know, I finally heard that somewhere else other than here. You know what I'm saying? And it just really thrilled me. I got excited about that. I smiled. I said, you know, I gave that guy a compliment. I said, you know, I said, your pastor's on the right path. I said, he's leading you guys in the right direction. There was 15 there. That's their congregation. There's 15 adults. Yes, ma'am. Yes, that was her daughter. Well, actually, it wasn't Helen. It was Helen's daughter. It was Shelley. It was Shelley. Yes, ma'am. Well, you know, God's good, guys. I just, you know, it just really thrills me. It just blessed me to go. And I'm like Brother Bob. He's been in some amazing places. And I'm quite sure he could stand and testify to what I do. Of how I testify about the difference in people in these churches. You don't know how blessed you are, guys. You are really blessed to be under the teachings that we are. And it's awesome. It's awesome. Hallelujah. But anyway, enough of that. I know the God I serve is awesome. He's got my back. And we're going to carry right on. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
God, you are my God, and I praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you all of my days.
Sunday, I don't have an agenda. When I first started doing this, I've never felt led to come in here and open the Bible and say, this is what's happening. You get that from a far better source than I. You have a pastor like that we have. You have Shirley, Brother Bob back there. But my ministry, it comes from just the revelation of what God instills me in me as I do this. And for a while now, I've been fighting why don't I get to do like most pastors or most preachers, get up here and open the Bible and do that? Well, guess what? That ain't what I'm supposed to do. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Well, hot rod, you know, you just do as I lead you and everything will be good. Don't you get up here and try to do something you're not supposed to be doing. That's the way we need to walk in life. We need to do as God commands us. We need to go in the direction that He leads us, not in the way that we think sometimes we get the two confused. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Where you at? Hold on, Miss Patty. Hold on. Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Yesterday, I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning so I could go to the World's Prayer Center in Louisville to hear Jane Hammond. And I tell you, it was nice, but this church, we don't realize what we're sitting under. Our music, they could not even hold a light. And Jane Hammond was good, but she can't hold a light to Pastor Shirley. And I'm telling you, we're blessed.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just don't know how blessed we are. When you pray, the lady we were just talking about, Shelly Kearns, Ricky and I, we grew up together. We're more like brothers than friends. And he's going through it. That's his love right there. And she's fighting. She's got two broke arms, if I'm not mistaken, and she's busted up internally. So we need to pray and cover her. You know, Lord, I just thank you right now, Heavenly Father, for your hand upon this lady, my friend Shelly, Lord. I ask you right now, Lord God, for healing. I ask you right now, Lord God, for the peace, Lord God, that you need to show your presence on Ricky, Lord God, because I can imagine just the state of mind he's in. I thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you for touching her mother, Lord God, to give her that peace, Heavenly Father. And I just thank you for this moment, this time out to pray for these people, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God I serve is an awesome God. The word is the truth, for he cannot lie. And there's something in the Bible said somewhere about ask and you shall receive. Now, I can't remember what's before that or after that. A lot of times when we quote these scriptures, it's good to know what comes before and what comes after, because that has a lot of bearing on what that scripture is talking about. But anyway, we're going to ask and hope we receive this. Amen. And I just thank you. Go ahead, Mackenzie.
Every man, this will be a sign to you, a baby born in Bethlehem. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid. A company of angels, glory in the highest. And on the earth a peace among those of whom his favor rests. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid. Oh, no, my soul, magnify the Lord, my soul, magnify the Lord. He has done great things for me. Unto you a child is born, unto us a son is given. Let every heart be very strong, let every nation under him. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid. Say, my soul, magnify the Lord, my soul, magnify the Lord. He has done great things. great things for me. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things of His government. There will be no end. He'll establish it with His righteousness, and He shall reign on David's throne, and His name shall be from this day on Wonderful Counselor, and His name shall be Everlasting Father. Yeah, Wonderful
of the Bible. We get taught the Word. We get taught Christ's ways. We are taught to walk Christ-like. Amen. Ain't that awesome? Even though in the flesh we can't be perfect. I know that. I don't try to be. But I do try to walk right and live right. Amen. And it's a reflection of go ahead, Kim, you can start. It's a reflection of where you're at. It's a reflection. reflection of where you're at in life. I still think it's the greatest thing in the world when these people will walk up to you and they will identify you with a praying church. You know, look at all these other churches in this county. And I'm not saying that they don't go to some of these other people, but it amazes me that hey, Ricardo, you need to pray for such and such. You know, y'all church pray. You know, that's awesome. I don't care what nobody say. That is great. That's awesome. That excites me. You know, it's hard to know where a person's been unless you walk a mile in his or her shoes. But when I got saved, I know where I come from. And from that point to now, I see where I'm at in my life. And I wouldn't go back the other way for nothing. There's no way. I've had as much fun on this side of Christ than I did holding hands with Satan. Amen. But all the while I had my hands in the hands of Satan, Christ was, he was like this. He was standing there with his arms wide open for my return. Amen. Oh, well. It means a lot to me. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never. Worship your holy name. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your songs again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before, my heart to find. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord of my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Oh, bless the Lord, and bless the Lord of my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. I worship your holy name. I worship your holy name. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come, broken heart, let rescue begin. Come, find your mercy, O sinner, come near. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. Lay down your burden, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home. You're not too far. Lay down your hurt, lay down your heart. Come as you are. And all those who've strayed, come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home. You're not. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are. Y'all play right here for just a minute. Can I get the ushers to come forth, please? It's time to take our offering up for this Sunday. Hallelujah. Lord God, I just thank you for the tithers and the givers of this church, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for opening up that window, Lord God. I thank you for the blessing that you will bestow upon the givers and the tithers of this church, Heavenly Father. Now, Lord God, I just ask you right now just to bless each individual here, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, to bless the workers of this church, to bless the ones that come in here and just to clean the floors or pick up a bug or whatever it may be, Lord God. I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. So lay down your burden.
O sinner, be still. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wonder us come home. You're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are, come as you are, come as you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know of many people that's ever walked into church perfect. Hallelujah. I'm quite sure when Jesus was walking among us that he never walked around many that was perfect. You know, no perfect people. But what I do appreciate the most that he did walk among us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Now I don't have to be that old man inside of me.
So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. I am.